Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Show with Carol Topp. This is episode number 2, broadcast October 24th, 2013. Today's topic is microbusiness for teens, how to find and test a great idea for your microbusiness. And I'm going to make a bold promise. I'm going to tell you a way that you can almost guarantee that your microbusiness will be successful. Quite a bold promise, but I think I can do it. We talked in the first episode of the Dollars and Cents Show about what a microbusiness is and why it's such a great idea. And I did give you some places you can go visit to see teenagers in their microbusinesses. That would be my website, microbusinessforteens.com, on the blog, or the Pinterest page, or the YouTube video that's right there on the homepage, which is a PBS television program that profiles 6 teenagers and what they did. But let me tell you a couple of different ways how you can come up with a great microbusiness idea of your own. The first thing you need to do is definitely look for a need that's out there. Because if you're not meeting a need that somebody has, they're not going to part with their money and give it to you. Okay. So the need doesn't have to be any new invention, doesn't have to be any grand, new, complicated idea. It can be very basic. Matter of fact, people almost always have a need for their children to be cared for, their property to be cared for, or things to be cleaned. Now, cleaning isn't the greatest job in the world, but if you're willing to do it, people will pay you. They'll pay you to clean their houses. They'll pay you to clean their cars. They'll pay you to clean up their yards after their dogs. They'll pay you to clean their dogs. If they have horses, they play you to muck out the stall. So see a need that people have. And this is why some of the great timeless jobs for teenagers, being babysitting and lawn care, are so great. They're greatest microbusinesses because they meet people's needs. The need for someone to take care of their children and the need for someone to take care of their property. But you could put a little twist on some of those things, right? You could offer child care at a set time, like every Wednesday night or during the summer, every certain hours of the day, so parents always know that they could drop their kids off at your house while they go do their grocery shopping or something like that. You're meeting a need and they will pay you for it. Or if you have, like my neighborhood, we put up Christmas lights. Think about helping people to put up their Christmas lights and take them down, or put up their Christmas decorations like their Christmas trees and take them down. It's a need that people have and they might pay you to do it. So you've got to see a need. I had a girl email me, a teenage girl email me, and said that she had made up a bunch of jewelry and now she didn't know how to sell it. Oh dear. Well, it's nice to make jewelry, but obviously she didn't know that if there was a need for it. And so don't start your business until you know there's a need for what you have to offer. And that way people will pay you for it. So great microbusinesses see a need and fulfill it. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a need like food and clothing and shelter. It can kind of be a want. Maybe people want something like piano lessons for their children or Spanish lessons or Spanish tutoring or something like that. So it could be a want that they have. So I don't mean just to say needs. A want that somebody has and you can fulfill it. Do that. You're on your way to a great, successful microbusiness. You also might want to consider what your interests are. Obviously, that would make it very interesting to run the microbusiness, right? If you're interested in it. You don't always have to be. I mean, like I said, you may not enjoy cleaning, but it's always a good microbusiness because people almost always will pay you to clean something. But consider your interests. You know, maybe you're interested in music and you can therefore perform, accompany someone. You could teach piano or music lessons to somebody else. That's a very popular microbusiness. Maybe you're interested in fashion, so you want to design shoes or clothing or even jewelry or something like that. Maybe your interests lie in setting up websites or photography or any of those great kinds of hobbies that kids have that they can turn into money-making micro-businesses. So think about your own interests and talents. Matter of fact, it's a real good idea, and I put this in my Micro-Business for Teens workbook, to just start listing everything you're interested in. Even take a couple of days and then go ask your parents, Mom, what am I interested in? You think you would know, but they will see you in a different light. And then the next thing is to consider your skills and talents and ask Mom and Dad and ask your friends that too. What am I good at? You may be good at many things that you never thought of that could be turned into a micro business. For example, my daughter did pretty well in the SATs. She just is a good test taker, and one of her micro businesses was tutoring another student in how to prepare for the SAT and basic study skills, because it came naturally to her to do that. So you might be very good at some things and you take it for granted because it comes so easily to you, like maybe getting somebody set up with a Facebook page or Photoshop or some aspect of computer software that you know like the back of your hand. Someone will pay you for that skill or that talent that you have. You don't have to necessarily be a super expert in this thing. You just have to be better than somebody else, better than a beginner, and they'll pay you for it. So when you're looking for a great micro-business idea, see a need or a want that someone will pay you for, consider your own interests, and list them, and then the same thing with your skills and your talents, your abilities, anything you have knowledge of that could potentially be turned into a micro-business. You should have quite a long list at this point, and this can take weeks or months even of you just scribbling down ideas. You know, type them in your phone, record them, whatever you have to do to when you see a need or a want or think of a skill or talent you have, start writing it down. Because the way to come up with a really great idea is to have about 100 ideas. And out of those 100 ideas, one of them will be really great. Okay, it doesn't, like I said, have to be unique. It just has to be something that meets a person's needs. They're going to pay you for it. There's another fun way, if you want to get a group of people together, to brainstorm ideas of micro-businesses. It's a lot of fun, actually. And it's a lot of fun if you get together other kids who are trying to think of micro-businesses, like as a homeschool co-op class, which I've run. And what we do is we typically start with just a few basic words and draw it on like a whiteboard and then start spinning off ideas from it. For example, take like the word pets. Lots of people have pets. What could you make money or start a micro business related to pets? Well, you could take care of the pet itself. You could have pet food. You could have products related to the pet. You could offer services to the pet, like cleaning up after him or dog walking or training, things like that. And from each of those, you just start writing bubbles like spokes on a wheel coming off of that word pets. And say, then you think of all the kind of products you could offer a pet, you know, food or leashes if it's a dog, or saddle blankets if it's a horse, dog houses and things like that. Brainstorming is a lot of fun, and you can get kind of crazy, but sometimes the best ideas come from being a little crazy. And when you brainstorm, you're not trying to critique every idea right away. For example, I did this brainstorming exercise with a bunch of teenagers, and one of the boys said he had this need. His need was when he came home after, being away at school or something like that, he was hungry and he wanted a ready-made sandwich. He wanted a sandwich already made for him. That was his need. He didn't want to assemble it himself. Okay, we wrote that down as an idea. I didn't know how someone was going to do that. I do. It's called McDonald's. It's called fast food. That's what somebody invented. I don't think this teenager was going to go start a fast food restaurant, but his point was he was starting to see needs. Eventually, he saw a need someone had for guitar lessons for beginning guitar students. That was his micro business. Go tune in to the YouTube video and you'll see Ethan with one of his students and how he ended up earning money. So brainstorming can be a lot of fun in generating ideas. And again, know that you're going to generate about 100 ideas to come up with one reasonable good one. Finally, the last way that I recommend you come up with a micro business idea is to just copy somebody else. That's right. If you see a great idea, copy it. You could probably replicate it in your home, or your neighborhood or your town. So for example, So you see, one of the students I like to profile is named Adam, and one thing Adam did was go to birthday parties dressed as a Jedi Knight and teach the usually boys at the birthday party how to fight with lightsabers, which were really those styrofoam pool noodles. Well, you can do that in your hometown. You can steal that idea and do it yourself. I met a girl in Florida who does birthday parties for children, except she goes dressed up as the Disney princesses or Rapunzel with the wig. Neat idea. You can replicate it. You can borrow that idea. You can copy it into your hometown. That's fine. Where are you going to get these ideas? Well, microbusinessforteens.com, and the website has the blog has lots of ideas there. My books, the first book called Starting a Microbusiness, I discuss lots of ideas that teenagers have. And then the Pinterest page, always full of a lot more of ideas. All right, so I've given you some ways to come up with good ideas. Brainstorming, seeing a need are probably some of the fun ways to do it. Copy somebody else too. I'm going to take a little break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how you can test your idea. And like I said, I'm making a bold claim that I can almost guarantee you success.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Micro Business for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Micro Business for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own micro businesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
Hi, welcome back. This is Carol Topp. This is the Dollars and Cents Show, and we've been talking about how you come up with a great idea for your microbusiness, whether you're a teenager or an adult. Now I'm going to tell you how to almost guarantee that your microbusiness will be a success. And this is testing your idea. This might be the hardest thing you're going to do when you start a microbusiness, okay? Because it takes a lot of guts to do this, especially for teenagers, and sometimes they're a little shy. What I'm going to recommend you do is what I call a mini market survey. That means when you come up with an idea, I want you to go and ask at least 5 potential customers, at least 5, 10, 15, 20 is even better, at least 5 people who might be your customer, and I need you to ask them a few questions. I need you to ask them, do you need what I'm offering? I'll give you an example in a minute. Would you buy from me, and what are you willing to pay? And maybe you need to ask the question about when would you need this, if that applies to your business. So say, for example, my daughter's business idea was to offer piano lessons. Well, she needed to know if people would hire her to be their children's piano teacher. So she went to our homeschool co-op and asked a few people that she knew, the parents that she knew, I'm thinking about offering piano lessons for beginning students. Would you be interested? And what would you be willing to pay? That's all she did. And she would have a 2 or 5 minute conversation with each of the parents. They talked about, yes, my daughter's ready, or no, she won't be ready till this summer, or yes, I'm willing to pay, but I don't want to pay as much as $15, which is about the going rate for beginning students now. She learned a lot. She learned that there wasn't a need out there for beginning piano students to have a teacher, and also one that was less cost. That's how she ended up being unique. But it was also kind of a sneaky way for her to start advertising the fact that she was going to offer piano lessons. I think she only ended up asking about 4 people what price they were willing to pay, but they ended up telling other people. And when she started, she had, I think, 5 or 6 students. She eventually went up to 8 students. And it was all just on word of mouth from her starting with a mini market survey. And this is what I said. It's going to take some guts to go up to people that you know and ask them. You might be able to get by with doing it via email or maybe Facebook, but that's only if the people you're emailing, are your customers. You may not know how to reach your customers. Well, that's why this will guarantee success. If you don't know how to reach your customers now, when you're just doing a market survey to find out if there's a need, How are you going to find out who those customers are when you want to sell them something? This will be your first test to know if your idea is good and successful. You do this mini market survey. So let me share you another story with how this might work and really help you be successful. Steven was one of the students in one of my micro business for teens classes, and he had a neat idea for a micro business. He was going to help his friends play through video games. You know how you get stuck at a certain level and you can't play through it? Well, he would play through it and get you to the next level. We thought it was a good idea because it met a need and it used his skills and talents and interests. After he did his mini market survey, he came back to class and he said, "Mrs. Top, this is not a good idea." "So what's the matter, Stephen?" And he said, "Well, yeah, everyone's interested in having me help them play past, you know, difficult spots in the video games, but no one is willing to pay me. The best offer I got was 50 cents. See, so that guaranteed that Stephen was going to be successful, not in starting that micro business. That one was going to be a failure, but in something else. Now, he could have, which I've seen, launched a website giving away helps for people who are stuck on certain levels, and then you could put ads on the website, right? That's just a little twist on that idea. How do you know if that would be successful? Same thing. You go out and you find your customers, email them, Facebook, face-to-face, whatever it takes, and ask them if they would be interested in a website that helped them get over the difficult parts of video games. If they start replying yes, then ask them, are they willing to pay? No. Okay, well then what kind of ads do you want to see on the website? And there you go from there. So that's what I recommend, how you come up with a great idea and then how you test it. A mini market survey of at least 5 potential customers. I am almost guaranteeing that you will learn something that's good or bad about your idea, and you can tweak it and be guaranteed of success when you launch your micro business. Now, I hope you'll tune in for the next show, which will be aired on November 7th. The next Dollars and Cents show, because we're going to talk about what a business plan can do for you and why it's such a great idea and how it can help you be successful too. Okay, so we're going to talk about business plans. Really, really important to think through on paper what you're going to do and talk it over with somebody before you launch a micro business so that you're guaranteed of being a success. I also want to share with you, we've got some great stuff on my website about how to start a micro business. Let me talk to you about the YouTube video I mentioned earlier. You really probably want to watch that. I have part of it that is talking about the business plan, the parts of a business plan. That'll be the next episode, but this one about great ideas and how to come up with great ideas. There's a discussion guide if you want to run like a micro business club or a class. There's a free discussion guide and a teacher's guide out there with lots of questions. So you can expand that YouTube video into basically being a class, and you can get together other kids who want to start a micro business and run a class for 3 weeks or 6 weeks or something like that. Then of course you can follow up the video with reading my book, Starting a Micro Business. It has an accompanying workbook where you're going to work through how to come up with an idea. Like I said, you're going to list your interests, your talents, your skills. You're going to start seeing the need and taking notes of that. And then you're going to vet your idea with that mini market survey that I mentioned. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I really wish you the best of success as you think about starting a micro business or maybe starting another new one. You can have many micro businesses in your life. This has been Carol Topp. I look forward to talking to you again on the Dollars and Cents Show. The website to find notes and the show notes is dollarsandcentsshow.com, and that cents spelt like common sense, not like the pennies.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.